Hello and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'm going to talk to you on being a servant, on serving people. Now today, as we live in this world, and actually it happened years ago when anybody has lived in this world, the world emphasizes success, personal success, and self-fulfillment. You know, find yourself, do what you love to do, and develop that. And that is God's gift to us as well. But the focus isn't on self. The focus is finding our identity through Christ, in Christ, and knowing our good points and our bad points and our successes and our gifts and achievements, but then using them for the kingdom of God, to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, serving your neighbor. The Bible offers the different perspective. It's highlighted always by the importance of serving others. Serving is a fundamental aspect of Christian life. It reflects Jesus' own example of how he came to serve. He says, I have come to serve. I have come to love. Mark 10, verse 45, it states, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Despite Jesus being the Son of God, you know, sitting at the right hand of God the Almighty, he came down to earth to serve us, took on human form, but was truly divine as well, to show us how to live, to serve others. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it says, for you have been called to live in freedom, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. What did Jesus do? He laid down his life for us, for his friends. He actually laid down his life for the enemies too, hoping one day that they would turn to him and respond to him so that all the love that he has for them can be revealed. All the beautiful plans he has for them could be revealed. But we want to be then the friend of God. We want to acknowledge God, whose God is, and we want to take up his example. In Matthew verse 20, starting at halfway through verse 25, it states this. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. God gave his life so that he could pay the price for our sin, for our separation from our loving Father. And he did it for all. But it's up to us if we choose to take the gift that God has given us. In 1 Peter 4:10, it states, God has given each of you a gift from the great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. So many things God has given us personally, me, you. He didn't just give it to you, to me. He gave it so that we could use it to serve others. What's serving? Putting the others first. What is it? The first will be last and the last will be first. I don't walk into a room and sit down at the head of the table because I think so much of myself. I sit at the lower end of the table. It states it. There's a beautiful parable in scripture where it states, sit at the lower end. And how wonderful it is if you're called up to a higher chair to sit there beside the owner of the house, to sit beside the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to be welcomed into his kingdom. Oh my goodness. God asks us to serve. And what does it say in Matthew 25, verses 35 to 40? I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did I see you hungry? When did I see you thirsty? When did I go visit you in prison? And what does he say? The king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. And then he says, come, welcome, come and come into my kingdom. I have prepared a place for you. So if we do it to the least of God's family, and the least is often the homeless, the poor, the needy, but it could be someone who's got wealth, but they're poor in spirit. They're poor in themselves. They're not living well. They might be living well with money, but they're not living well inside. And God says, if you do that, you do it to those who are ostracized. You do it to those who are truly hungry, hungry bodily, but hungry for the word of God. And you do it, you did it to me. That's God's judgment. That's what he said at the last day. That's what's going to happen. And then the next part goes on to say, you did not give me clothing. You did not feed me. You did not give me drink. They said, when, Lord? I didn't see you, Lord. When? He said, because you didn't do it to my family, my brothers and sisters. You rejected them. You pushed them away. You thought of only yourself. And so therefore you did it to me. We don't want that to happen to us. We want to have a heart of love for our God and for our fellow man. Even if our fellow man has a different opinion, a different thought, a different aspect of way of living, a different religion, we desire to follow the Lord with our whole heart, soul, mind and strength. And the overflow of that flows over with love for our fellow men. So truly ask the Lord to show you how you can serve him better, serve your fellow man better, love better. Because in the long run, you're going to build brownie points up in heaven. And if your attitude is, well, then I'm just doing it so I can get to heaven. Well, God knows that attitude anyway. Have an attitude of total love for God, and that overflow of love for God spills over onto your fellow man. Have a great week and try and serve someone differently, someone who you would not even imagine to serve. Maybe God will give you a circumstance or an environment where, you know, maybe someone asks for money and you often don't give money to anybody. Serve well, because you are serving the living God. Have a great week, and I'll see you again next week.